We got.
Are you going to have a second date? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, she had a long sweater on, high heels.
A long sweater? Isn't it like 80 degrees?
Well, in Puerto Rico, it's always colder in the hotels, you know?
Oh, in the hotel. Okay. All right.
I have no idea what's going on underneath there. I mean, I'm not sure.
So you think she was covering? She thinks she was hiding stuff?
Maybe.
That's your prognosis there.
Yeah, I mean, everything I'm hiding is metaphorical, right? So it's a little different.
Yes, that's true. That's clothes right. won't cover it up.
Right.
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Omar the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop, never gonna stop. Solving life's troubles while they spit it.
And welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We are coming to you live from different locations. Always a different.
We're not live. Are we live? We're not live.
Well, we're
I mean,
live.
We're alive no. when we're doing this, and it's live while we do it. But isn't everything that's recorded live in that sense of the definition?
That's true. Like in old TV shows, when they say live, record live in front of a live audience,
studio or whatever. Studio
that's
audience.
Different. Off.
No, recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, that's true. They're recording,
but it's not recorded live in front of a live studio audience. That would be Saturday Night Live.
Can I ask you a question speaking of this topic?
We haven't even gotten the intros.
No, but this is actually fascinating that you brought this up because I think about, yeah. like, to me, the number one sort of recorded, if you will, audio thing, and that was Howard Stern.
Okay.
It still is. And still he has is. Fred Norris, who is mm-hmm. so magical in terms of injecting different types of sounds and noises
right.
seamlessly. Why can't we do that?
So it's funny you bring that up because I actually got a soundboard as a birthday gift from my sister.
Really?
Oh, yes. And I thought I had it working last. I didn't even tell you guys. I had it plugged in and ready to go, and it wouldn't record the noises.
So oh, I'm you were doing pushing.
Yeah, I was doing
pushing it.
Yeah, and I was getting any response from you guys. I thought I would, you know. So I'm working on that. I have to figure out what I'm doing wrong.
We did it on I used to do. Online things on, you know, back in my OnlyFans days.
Yeah, of course.
And no, we would have events for Luchellas. You guys had been on it. You guys helped me with
yes.
the opening materials. And we'd actually have laugh tracks, but I'd have Emma put the sound next to the microphone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one way to
do it. But
yeah,
old school.
Think we should do that. And I think that Josh should be our Fred Norris.
I'm going to get that on board. I'm going to get that soundboard working. I'm going to figure it out, and we'll have something like that. So you have
which sounds are on your like that you're ready to go? Is it a laugh tracks? Is it?
It's a yeah. It's like 20 things. It's laughter. It's all that stuff. Yeah, the normal stuff you would think.
That could backfire though. You know that.
Yeah,
that
it could. And you got to be judicious with it.
Yeah.
But anyway, why don't you tell them what the hell we're doing, Dave?
Let's see. Hello, everyone. Welcome to FTS. Okay. Yeah. Hello. Yes, we're here. It's our 75th episode.
75.
We've gone all the way to 75. And do you know, I happen to have some interesting things about the number 75.
No way.
I do. Do you know that it's the atomic number for rhenium?
Yes, I did know that.
Rectium? What?
Yes. Rhenium, R-H-E-N-I-U-M. It's the age limit for Canadian senators.
Oh, they have an age limit. Isn't that interesting that they have an age limit? We don't. Wow. We should.
In America, that's called Bidenium.
Where's the rim shot there, Josh?
Yeah, I would have had the soundboard figured out. Unfortunately.
Here's the last one I got. It's the number of balls in a standard game of bingo in the United States.
75.
75 balls.
That makes sense. Because there's five rows, five columns, B-I-N-G-O.
Okay.
And so it would be divisible by five.
Yes, that's true. Do you know?
Right? And 75 was Mean Joe Green. I always
wait. Good one. Yes. Any other 75s that you can remember? Any famous?
That's the biggest one. Yeah, that's the one that stands out.
75. I can think of Packers, no. but they're not Mm-mm. famous. All right. Well, we're episode 75. We're glad to be here. We're all in different places. Let's kind of catch up with everybody. First with me, as usual, is my good buddy, Josh. Josh, how are you doing? Where are you calling in from?
I'm back in Philly. I was away for a little bit, moving the kids back into college. By the way, before I go into that, happy birthday to Dave. It's Dave just had his 55th. Omar, did you know that? Did you wish him a happy birthday?
He has it on his freaking name.
Yeah, I know. He's reminding us that
it's a little thirsty for me. But yes.
Oh, you don't know me very well then.
But I had a very exhausting week and a half. I had to move my daughter into school and my son into school pretty much back to back. And it was back-breaking. My back has seen better days.
What's the heaviest thing you lifted?
So my son moved off campus into an apartment. And so we had to basically furnish a lot of it. So I had to move, I didn't move the mattress, but I had to move a chair, a desk, furniture like that, things like that.
Desk is legit.
TV stand. Yeah.
With the drawers in? Heavy?
No, I had to put it together. So we ordered it. Yeah. Okay. And I had to put it together. So that took a good 90 minutes.
No couches?
The couches were there from the old tenants, but they were really gross. So we got couch covers to put over.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good deal. Well, congrats. You got kids in college. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But on the way to my daughter's school, she goes to school in Tennessee, we stopped at a place called Gatlinburg.
Tennessee.
You ever hear of Gatlinburg?
Tennessee.
I've been there.
You've been there?
You ever been to Gatlinburg? The Wisconsin Dells of Tennessee.
What are the Wisconsin Dells?
It's kind of a touristy, right? Tourist trap kind of place.
Yeah. Omar, are you paying attention?
I'm singing the song, Tennessee.
Yeah, have you ever been to Gatlinburg?
No, it sounds like a place where they have a bunch of nooses hanging from trees.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. In fact, there's people from all over. You hear
now, about it. Now it's not that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, now that's true. That's a good point. It's kind of, you know what it's like? It's like if Park City, Utah and Atlantic City had a baby.
Yes. Well, yeah, you should come to Wisconsin Dells. That's
Gatlinburg. Exactly. So we, you know, it was neat. We went up to the Smoky Mountains, the top of the Smoky Mountains, and you know, we went on a few hikes. And we actually, we were staying in this hotel, which actually is pretty nice. And we're watching TV. My wife and I and my daughter are watching TV, and my son's out on the balcony talking to his girlfriend. And it's like midnight, 12:15, something like that. And I'm just about falling asleep, and he opens the balcony door. He goes, "You guys got to get out of here. Hurry." Like, what? So we come out. Down the pathway to the hotel is a giant black bear.
Really?
Yes. And I filmed it. I got to send you the footage of this. This bear comes over to the spa area, knocks down the trash can, starts going through the trash, and then starts going to the cars, put its paws up on this pickup truck. I thought I was going to get in the pickup truck. And then it just starts walking back and forth. And as the bear is behind the row of cars, there's four people coming back from the main road to the hotel. And I yelled from the balcony. I said, there's a bear. There's a bear. Be careful. And they were flipped. They had no clue what the hell I was talking about, number one, or where it was. I'm trying to point, but it's pitch dark and they can't see this black bear. It was crazy. How could a bear just go? And it went right up to the door of the hotel. And apparently it's done that several times.
If the bear would attack them, would you have kept filming?
Of course. Yeah. You don't ever stop filming. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't stop.
Now, this is all symptomatic of a larger issue, right?
Which is what?
The bears, their eating cycle is because of global warming population of cities have affected their eating habits. So they have to come in the cities to find food, Josh. Your child is part of the problem.
Well, it also could be that these people have decided to build a Atlantic City type boardwalk in a mountain range where bears.
Which I also blame your child for. Problem.
Yeah. You blame my kids for that?
Yes, I blame your spawn. Yes.
Yeah, but my kids are not even into commercial real estate, so they had nothing to do with the build out of Gatlinburg.
Mm, okay, we'll take. Yeah. I'll let Dave decide. I'll let the audience decide.
Yeah.
But we stopped at this is my relatives have heard me talk about this too often. But you ever hear of Bucky's?
Bucky from Captain America?
No, the rest stop. There's a rest stop called Bucky's.
Yeah, a giant gas station. Yes.
Yes. It's freaking amazing.
Have you ever made love at a gas station before?
No.
No.
Now, this is the part where you tell us you have.
I will another time, perhaps.
At a gas station?
Yeah.
There's nothing sanitary about that, unless it was in the car in the gas station.
Was someone you met at the counter of the gas station?
Or was it unwarranted, non-consensual, where you were in the bathroom and someone was trying to get
in? Neither. It was someone I knew. And listen, you know what's not in the word passion? Sanitary.
That's true. Listen, I have trouble even urinating at a gas station, let alone getting naked and having relations with somebody.
Who says I was naked?
Well, that's kind of how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Anyway, this Buc-ee's, this is the first time I've ever been. It blows everything to shame. Yeah. It's amazing. It is enormous. They're smoking their own brisket in there. They're smoking their own brisket in the Buc-ee's. And it's good. It's good. It made us want that. We stopped there. We stopped there twice on our journey after we were done with Gatlinburg, just because we wanted to go back to Buc-ee's.
Clean bathrooms, too. That's always
The bathrooms are immaculate.
Yeah.
And the stalls, Omar, the stalls in the men's room, above them, they have lights. And if it's a red light, it's occupied. Green light, free to go in. How brilliant is that? Instead of the banging or trying the lock or jiggling the door, something civilized. Thank you, Buc-ee's. Why doesn't everybody else do that?
Yeah.
Do they offer dental floss at the sink?
They have everything. Everything. Oh, wow. They have Buc-ee's pool noodles. There is a Buc-ee's mascot, and the second Buc-ee's we went to, it was walking around the store, and my wife took a picture with him.
Oh, this is fascinating.
It was the real Buc-ee's.
You know that Walmart's highest selling item in their stores are pool noodles.
Is that right?
True. It's correct.
Did you say pooled noodles or pool noodles?
In a pool. Noodles.
Yeah, pool noodles.
Yes.
That's their second highest selling item.
It's their highest selling item.
By volume, not by dollar amount.
By volume. Length.
Yes. Right. That's interesting that you say that. I would not think that.
I question that stat.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I'm going to be on record
for saying I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you have a rebuttal?
Did you make that up?
No, I heard it on a podcast.
Probably a podcast like ours. Someone's going to say that to somebody else because they heard it in our podcast.
Yeah, we're not saying truthful things on this podcast.
No, it was like Bloomberg or some shit like that.
Oh, all right. Okay. Maybe. Pool noodles. Maybe. Interesting. It's because it's kind of seasonal. That's why I think it wouldn't be the number one item. I think it would be milk.
So your hello topic, is it the bear or is it Buc-ee's? Which, if you had to, you're forced to.
It's the whole trip. It's the whole trip to Gatlin.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole trip to Gatlin. So it's like, it's a cool little town. They got a one main strip, like, you know, Park City has that one strip and, you know, like Atlantic City has the boardwalk, but it looks nice. And then you walk down it and you go, this is all shit. There's nothing that appealing. You know, it's like everything's like a fudge shop or a t-shirt store or some shit like that. So it's
very nice.
Yeah. But anyway.
Tennessee's a great state, though. I do enjoy Tennessee.
The great state of Tennessee.
That's right. Well, speaking of great, also with me this episode is, it looked like you're in Puerto Rico, Omar.
Yeah.
How have you been? How have you been, man?
Speaking of Middle America, I was in Walmart.
Okay. Right? In Puerto Rico?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Okay. And?
Because I've had my father staying with me, which is a larger topic for the last few weeks.
Okay.
And my father only wants to get nuts. He wants,
when you say he wants to get nuts, do you mean the noun or he wants to go crazy?
Yeah.
He wants walnuts, almonds.
Okay, there we go.
Cashews.
Yeah.
He wants, and he also wants vitamin C pills.
Okay.
And he only wants them from Costco.
From Costco.
Or
but
Walmart.
You were in a Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Walmart was a distant second. But there's no way I was going to a Costco with my dad. Right? So I go to the Costco.
Costco okay. Let me just ask this question because it seems to be the obvious lead-in. Your dad's a bit of a hoarder.
Yes.
So I would imagine that Costco to a hoarder must be like Disneyland to a six-year-old.
Dream come true.
Yeah. It's just got to be like mind blown.
Yeah. But when he goes there, it's like for like 7 hours, right? And so when I'm with him, that's not an option.
Yeah.
Which is why I chose to go to Walmart. I'm like, I'll get these three things for you. I got his walnuts. I got his skim milk.
Okay.
And I got his vitamin C pills.
Okay.
And a watermelon.
And a watermelon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the line is, and do you guys, look, I don't know if you guys have any awareness of the stuff. I don't know what your skill. I think like, for example, one of my overlooked skills is I can be in a random restaurant anywhere in the world and I'm able to sense where the bathroom is without asking anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's, I don't know how great a skill that is.
No, there's seconds. So my point is when I'm at Walmart, there was like 17 fucking lines.
You'll never find the bathroom at Walmart.
And I'm going to walk through the furthest lines, which have the least amount of people, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there were three lines. And one of them was normal, 10 deep.
Okay.
10 people in line. Another line, which was like they had a person at the counter checking things in. Another line was self checkout.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They had like, there are four machines there, but the line was 35 deep.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there was another line that was also self-checkout, but just one counter. And mm-hmm. that was six deep. Which one would you guys have chosen? And six deep. I chose one, which I won't, I'll curious I answered this. And the whole time I was watching, obsessively, if I made the right decision.
I do that all the time. All the time. If it's a multi-line situation, I choose one, and then I look at where I would were my second place, right. And I watch that person.
You track see if the they, person in front.
Yeah,
of
Yeah, they track the person to see if they get there before I get.
So
to
which
mine.
One have you? Which one would you have chosen?
Six deep.
Yeah, I think you've led us
self checkout with only one self checkout.
Of course,
I chose but that obviously too. It was wrong. The wrong decision.
Yes, it was the wrong
decision. Oh, it was wrong.
Yeah, it was by about 12 minutes.
The problem with self checkout is that
people are idiots.
Yes, if you get. You get in the line where one person doesn't know what the hell they're doing, or they have, something that doesn't have a
QR code,
scanning QR code or barcode. Yeah, then it's a nightmare.
Yep,
it's a nightmare.
Yep.
What was the right answer then? You needed to go the 10 deep,
30 deep with the six terminals.
Go with more terminals, because then you,
honestly, if you do the math, 30 divided by six is five.
Five. So you're only really in the fifth,
and you're diversified. Unlike Josh's portfolio.
Can I tell you my quick Walmart story? This was a long time ago. I was in the first time I was ever in a Walmart, ever. And I had time to kill before I was going somewhere, and I had time to kill, and it was right next to where I was going. I'm like, I'll just pop in there and look around. And I ended up was getting some snack or whatever. So I stood in line. And behind me in line, or in front of me in line, was a mother and her daughter, and the daughter was an adult, you know, 28, 29, 30, whatever. And they're talking very casually to one another. And she's leaning over the cart, and they're just blah, 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 blah. We're in line forever, and it's taking forever. And after about like 6 minutes, the mother says to the daughter, where's Chippy? I can't remember the kid's name, but it was a very weird name.
Chippy.
I ruined it. Where's Chippy? And the mother goes, I don't know where Chippy is. And I'm just thinking, like, who the hell is Chippy? That's weird. What are they talking about? And then out of nowhere, from the middle of the friggin' aisle all the way down, comes this little five-year-old kid running up and jumps in his mom's arms. And that was Chippy. Now, the whole time I'm thinking, for 6 minutes in a giant Walmart, this mother and daughter had no concern of where their five-year-old was in this Walmart. No concern whatsoever.
I think where's a safer place to let your kids run around? Walmart, Disney World, Target.
Target. Why is that safe?
I think Walmart's pretty fucking safe.
I don't think so.
There are a bunch of guns there.
Yeah. That's right.
They have cameras everywhere, and they're probably used to pedophiles because there's a fucking Walmart.
Yeah,
they're on high alert.
Yeah, I don't think that's a safe place.
It's a pedophile magnet. It's not a repellent. Yes.
That's what I mean. So they have extra precautions.
Oh yeah, that's right. They really got it on lockdown there at Walmart.
Yeah, I think you can walk right out with Skippy or whatever anytime you want. Skippy. Yeah.
Chippy, that's, whatever the hell that kid's Chippy. Name was. I couldn't believe it. When my kids were that age, if my wife lost sight for a half a second, she would go into a hot panic.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you my story. I was at a McDonald's where they had the Playland.
Yes.
And I think it was one Sunday and my kids were driving everyone nuts. And I said, I'm going to take my son. And maybe I took all three kids. I said, I'm going to take him someplace. And it's the middle of winter in Wisconsin. So we went to the McDonald's Playland. And so they're all playing. And all of a sudden I realized I can't find my son.
Oh, worst feeling.
Nowhere. And you know, worst the Playland feeling. Is like in a separate section from the rest of the restaurant, yep. right? Or if you can call it a restaurant. So I'm like, where is he? And I thought maybe he's in the little tube and he's not coming out. And I'm trying to look in there. And then I hear some kid, they're like, oh, everybody else, some kid wet the slide. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, do I climb up there? What happens? I mean, I was panicking for a good 10 minutes or so. I had two daughters. I'm like, he is not in here.
Of course.
And I see him in the restaurant, run to the door where the playground is and turn around and runs up the other direction. I'm like, there he is. Thank goodness. But what is he doing? He was like, haha, I was hiding in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
He thought that was really funny to do.
Yeah. And, no.
I bet you he was probably, I don't know, 7 or something like that. So I forget what it, but I was terrified.
Yeah.
I thought for sure he's gone.
Yeah. And good luck explaining that to the wife.
Oh, that would have been, I mean, we had three. So I'd say, look.
Yeah, that's true. You did have
good three. News. We have two lovely daughters.
It's true.
Bad news. Ben's gone.
Well, how are you doing, Dave?
How are you doing?
Look at that. We both wanted to do it.
Nobody ever gives Dave. We really want to even, if anybody has the most volatile life, it's Dave.
It's Dave. It might be you, but okay. No.
Well, I have a bone to pick with both of you. I blame both of you for some bad luck that I had.
Why is it bone to pick? Why can't it be I have a booger to pick with you guys?
That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
So much more interesting.
You know what? That makes more sense. I have a booger to pick with you versus a bone to pick.
Boogers can be different kinds of viscosity, right? Different colors.
True, but that's not the point. You don't pick bones; you pick boogers.
Yeah.
So the phrase makes more sense.
Yeah.
The way you phrased it. Yeah.
Well, I want to pick one and flick it at both of you. That's what I.
What do we do?
Because I'm driving. So as you know, I had to drive up. I'm in Minnesota right now. I'm going
roadside
to
roadside memorials. Roadside memorials?
No, not roadside memorials. I'm on my way up to Mayo Clinic for an appointment tomorrow.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see what that's like from a. I mean,
David's getting a nose job. It was well over.
I only go to the top for that. But I'm driving. I'm like, I got to get up there. I got the podcast. I don't think I'm going to make it on time. I'm like, and then I'm like, what's my topic? I'm like, kind of going through what my topic is.
Yeah.
And guess what I didn't see as I'm trying to think about my topic?
A speed trap.
A speed trap, correct. Oh. I got caught going 84 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. As soon as I saw him, his light started to go on. I thought, I got it. He got me.
So you didn't try to run? You didn't try to run?
I thought, let me think. We're in Minnesota. Right. I think I have a Packer thing on my car. So if they get a load of that, they're probably going to be shooting first.
But you have Missouri plates.
He's also a white male.
True.
That's a good point. You got that going for you.
There's no like George Floyd risk. You know what I'm saying?
No, they got that going.
But Dave, here's the thing, right? Like you really, did you see, if it was me, I would have gotten off.
No, you wouldn't.
I thought about it. I thought, do I give this guy a story? Because I got a few.
Tell him how you hate this podcast. You can't get out of it.
I could,
honestly, take me to jail. I could break the cycle of having to record.
He would
start laughing, and you probably find a listener.
Excuse that least likely to work would be, I'm late for my podcast. That's why I was speeding. I don't think that's the one you want to
use. He would
use.
Say, I'm trying to find this stupid podcast I'm on, which no one listens to. Although we have a lot of listeners, maybe.
So what happened? You got ticketed, obviously.
Yeah, I unbuttoned my shirt. That didn't work.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Was the cop was he wearing any jewelry?
I don't recall. He had sunglasses.
Oh, Ray-Bans?
No, this guy was definitely someone we all picked on in high school. There's no question.
Have you seen that movie, movie with Harvey Keitel, Bad Lieutenant?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
No. Bad reference.
Nicolas Cage in that?
Yeah, probably.
So let me ask you something. So you were speeding just to get back so we could start this podcast.
Well, I was speeding.
You were speeding because that's how you normally drive.
I set my, but normally I'm watching. I have Waze, you know, the app.
And it doesn't tell you? It tells you speed trap.
It's so good. It'll tell me when the cops are, but then I wasn't paying attention. And I
tried to assure Gabe is unable to talk himself out of a speeding ticket.
I didn't try because
it's hard to do.
I had my wife and my
job. Josh, for you, it is not for me.
Because I have a couple of excuses loaded in the chamber ready to
like
go.
Like what?
And, well, one I was going to, you know, I would start with, listen, you got me. It's all fair. But I just want you to know there's a guy, you know, tailing me. He was right on my tail and I sped up to get away from him. I don't know how you didn't see him. And I sped up.
Oh, you're going to criticize him?
That's
you're
going to
criticize the cop?
That's preposterous. That's not going to
You think
help.
That's no good?
It's not bad, but normally
it's not
that.
Bad. It's terrible.
Hold on. Normally, when you do that, though, it's a very quick burst, and then you're back to your normal speed.
Well, I'd say that you caught me just as I burst, just as I was getting out of this guy's way.
Probably was on your tail for much longer than you think.
Okay, what's your other? What are your other top ones here?
Yeah, what else?
That was, and then unbuttoning my shirt. That's all.
The way to do it is say, "I'm sorry. This is so embarrassing. I'm so happy. I got to take it. I've been dying to get out of this podcast. It's my fifth season. I'm speeding. I'm probably going 95." Because these guys are always on my ass about it. And can I take a picture of the ticket? Because I'm going to show them why I can't do this anymore. And he'll start laughing. He'll start laughing.
That's not
going to happen. I don't think I could pull that off. The only thing I was going to ask my dad to lay on the back seat. And I was going to say, my dad, he's
yes, that's what you do. What we do, I'll tell you what we do. If I'm with my wife, we always keep a throw pillow in the car.
Yeah,
and then if the cops put the lights on, she stuffs the throw pillow under her shirt, and we go. I got to get her to hospital. She's about to give birth.
Do you need an escort? No. We're fine.
No escort.
She hates lights.
She doesn't like it. It scares the baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, I think we're all good. Let's go through some specifics.
Yes.
All right. So first of all, you've been listening to Friends Talking Shop. Brought to you by Deacon Whiskey. We are a podcast that basically this is how it works. The three of us come together every so often, not once a week, but every so often. And we each have a topic that we bring up and we surprise each other with it and we discuss it. And we hope that we bring a smile along the way. So that's what we're going to do. But first, let me give you some details about our podcast. We have an email. Which I can no longer get into. Josh, I hope you're checking it because I've lost
the password. I check it every day. Every day.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
let's see. The email address is friends@fts.media. friends@fts.media. Please email us. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a website, which is friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And but the granddaddy of them all is you got to check us out on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. We're at Friends Talking Shop. If you search that, you'll find lots of content. Thanks to Josh and all his hard work. If you may not like the podcast, but you'll love the
I don't understand. Why am I not getting any accolades for this?
You're lucky you're still part of it.
Where's my hard work in this?
Yeah.
In this,
that's what we're asking.
I ask myself that every episode.
Right.
Every episode.
We could praise you for having a mic.
You're laying it on pretty hard for Josh right now, Dave. This is like you on a first date. I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah. Well,
listen, he appreciates what the content. What more can he say?
Credit where credit's due.
Thank you.
Before let's kick off the podcast now. Enough is enough. But first of all, I just want to say I'm a Packer fan. Josh is an Eagles fan.
Yes.
And Omar is a Ravens fan. Am I? Chair is creaking, by the way. So if you can hear that, I'm
hear it a little bit.
What's the bet this year? Who's has the best record?
Okay,
who's going to go
first? Let me come back to this because, as you guys know, I catalog all our episodes, right?
Yeah,
and I look for things to put on in for clips for content. And funny, I ran across 2 years ago. We made a bet about for a dinner on who had the best record, and the Eagles did. And I don't ever remember eating that dinner.
I don't recall that happening.
Wait. Yes, the Ravens had a better record.
It's on video.
Ravens had a better record.
2 years ago, the Eagles went further.
No, better record.
No, it was whoever went further. Whoever went further. That was the bet.
I think it's under dispute. Let's cancel that one. Not under dispute.
No, David. Unlike you, my middle name is not Welch. Josh, I'm happy to take you to dinner whenever you want. Just say
whatever. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll go in 50-50 with you.
All right, so let's go double or nothing on that dinner, and we'll do the same bet this year.
Okay, so who goes the furthest?
Furthest.
Not record.
Not record. Who goes the furthest?
All right, that's I'm going to take the Chiefs. Oh, no.
I did see David the other day. It is it's sometimes I'm completely off about, and I love ripping on the powerful people in this world, especially if they're white males. And so I've always had such a serious problem with the Green Bay Packers and their GMs. Why? And how and the ownership structure of the team, and and then how they handle the thing with Brett Favre, and then how they handle it with Aaron Rodgers.
All right, this is neither the time nor the place.
No,
wait, I don't finish.
Both times they were right.
Yes.
I mean, in spite of all the public outrage about both transitions, I mean, it's insane.
They were right.
When's the last time that somebody actually steadfastly did it and were right?
And we're right. Yeah, you're right.
Twice.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I mean, it's nuts. Jordan Love, right? Is his name?
Yeah, Jordan Love.
Yep. What the fuck? I remember saying to you,
quarterback in the league.
I remember hearing Colin Cowherd, that idiot, saying, you know, people are telling me that he doesn't got it. They're not having it.
Right. He's turned 180 right now.
Insane how good he is. It's, and the system they have of having a, and by the way, just the audience should know this, we wanted to do this with Josh, of him not being on the podcast for 3 or 4 years and then coming on, hearing Dave and I at first. But unfortunately, we weren't able to get that. Josh immediately wanted to be part of the starting team.
Your lucky stars.
Anyway, kudos to the GMs of the Packers. I will not question anything they do anymore. They've been right twice, flying in the face of public outcry, including my own. And I'm unlike Josh, I'm willing to eat crow.
Okay.
Good for you.
Very well. Listen,
it's
very well.
It's another mark in the win column for white males.
There you go.
What's the score?
Yeah. Very underrated, by the way. Very underrated. White males are the blacks of the 2020s.
Oh, jeez. You have to cut that out.
That's not right. Okay. Well, let's kick off the podcast. Have I missed anything on our intro?
No. Thank God you've not.
All right. Josh, kick us off. What's your time?
All right. I'm starting things off. All right. Look, this is a crazy idea, and I'm going to run it by you. And I had the thought with the traveling that I've been doing and the traveling I'm going to be doing. So, look, as I said before, when you asked me how I was doing, I had to drop both my kids off and move them in at school. And we then have a family weekend coming up with both schools, so we'll be traveling back to both yet again. And then we have another trip planned where we'll be away for
a lot of travel. You walked me through it earlier today. It was so much.
What's this?
You have a lot of travel coming up in next.
It's what we've done. But the whole genesis of this, and this is going to be
Phil Collins.
Hear me out on this, because this is going to sound weird at first, but I want you to really, really think about it. Okay.
I can hear it.
So one of the problems
coming
that we run
tonight.
Into.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Oh God, I knew that was coming.
And that's not
Studio.
I knew that was next. Anyway, one of the issues that you have when you travel like this is you have to find a place for your dog, right?
Yes.
You got to find a place for your dog.
Yeah.
So my sister watches the dog sometimes.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
No. That's what we watch her dogs.
Oh, right.
We have another woman through Facebook something that watches our dog on occasion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the last two times we've gone away, which have been back-to-back trips over the course of 10 days, my sister's watched the dog. And we just feel awful keep going to her and asking her, can you please watch our dog, right?
Hold on. Does she make it clear to you that she doesn't like having a dog with her?
She's fine having a dog. She's very equipped. She has two dogs already. It's very different bringing a third into a two-dog
situation. Why do you feel bad about it? She owes it to you.
Okay. Here's why I don't feel bad about it, but I do. And I said this to my sister when I was talking about this last weekend, because I thanked her. Her and my brother-in-law, thank you so much for watching the dog. But we're going away again, and our other person can't – we didn't want to put the burden on you again, so we went to the other person, and they're not available to watch the dog for our next trip, right, next week. So she's like, well, watch it again. I watch her again. I'm like, well, see, here's the thing. When I keep going to you, I know that I'm going to get it paid back to me. Yes, I know that it's going to come back to me. So hold on.
Your sister is still having her dog stay with you, in spite of the fact that her dog's a lunatic.
Well, they haven't since that time, but I know that it's coming. I know that it's coming. It's coming, and if I keep leaning on her with our dog, it's a for certain coming.
I see.
So anyway, so I thought about this. Now look, this is an idea, right? Biggest problem with having a dog is you're tethered to it. What if we came up with, now hear me out, I don't want you to jump down my throat, an AI dog, an artificial intelligence dog. So this dog will be robotic, but it will be built so it's made to feel, look, and act just like a dog. You can make it in any breed. You can teach them things through voice, as you can with AI, as we're getting better. You can name the dog. It will respond to the name. It sleeps when its battery is low. It'll be like a dog bed that it can charge on. It just goes to the bed, sleeps. You never have to walk this thing in the winter. It never is going to have accidents. You don't have to train it like a dog. It's not going to bark. And when you go away, you plug it in and you go. And when you come home, it will be trained to come to the door because it's all charged.
This is the same exact thing that I've been thinking of. Except
is this not bad?
Replace dog with girlfriend. But it is. I mean, everything is the same.
They have that in Japan, don't they?
Listen, they do have that in Japan. They've been working on that forever, the Japanese, the robotic girlfriend. But this is for real. You would never have, the dog would not get sick. You'd have no vet bills. It doesn't die.
Sony came out with a dog like this, like 10 but this years is, ago.
No, they didn't. They came out with a robot that looked like a robot, that was hard like a rock.
Right. You're right.
It was not anything. It was basically just a toy.
Ibo.
It was a toy. I'm talking about having it indistinguishable from a real dog, other than the fact that you know.
Here's the small flaw.
Yes, I know the small flaw already, but you say it.
Okay, I'll say it. The technology to make an indistinguishable dog.
Well, no, that's not the flaw.
With us right now.
That's not the flaw.
Because, I mean, you can make a Teddy Ruxpin. That's what I'm thinking of, right?
Well, it would be. Well, but Teddy Ruxpin was in the 80s. This is 2024.
I know. Well, but it's the.
You can make a kick ass. Look what Boston Robotics. As making robots that can do backflips right now. I don't know if you've seen that footage.
Humanoid robots?
Yes, it's friggin' amazing. Yeah. So you can't tell me you can't make a robotic dog cover in really soft fur and make it look exactly like a regular dog and feel like you can. There's no question in my mind you can. Mm-hmm. You absolutely can. I think the technology's there.
You do.
Let's for the sake of argument, for my topic, let's say that's not the detail. Let's say the technology's there. Right. Would you get that instead of a regular dog? Would you prefer that? Would you think that would take off? That's my question.
I think the point of having a pet is that you have a living thing that loves you, right?
This thing would love you. This thing would love you.
Yeah, I think it would love you, and I think that it also wouldn't die.
Correct.
Which is actually really big because dealing with death is the worst thing in the world.
And for kids.
But what is it that the robotic dog gives you?
It would give you the same love because it's AI. It learns. It would learn to fetch. It would play fetch. It would lick your face.
The purpose, the dog, the activities the dog performs is not why we get dogs, though. It's not that they fetch or that they
But it would gradually learn because it's machine learning, Dave. and it would know you because that's what it sees. That's the whole machine learning thing.
Yeah.
Look, picture it like this. Okay, here's where, because the one, it's so funny you said the one detail and I immediately thought of what I thought of, and that it's that it's, you know, consciously that it's not alive.
And yeah, that would
slant how you view your dog.
But before, like, you go on with that, see, the thing, yeah, I could maybe suspend that disbelief, I get that, is if, yep, it just looked like a dog, like it was almost, but that's where I go to, is that you can't make it. It's going to look like a robot.
No, pretend it's indistinguishable.
No, I'm pretending. Okay. Then I go back to your.
Would you want the AI? So my topic is this. Would you want the AI dog if it was indistinguishable versus a real dog?
What do you mean? You mean like one over the other?
You right. In other words, you're going to get a dog. You can get this AI dog, which is indistinguishable from real dog, or you can get a real dog as we know it today.
And the AI dog lives forever.
Well, yeah, it lives as long as its battery lives, or it's.
Bad,
or it's
question. In
a, yeah.
If the AI dog sees you doing some illicit activity, would it record it, and can it be used against you in the court of law?
Well, that is a question I did not see coming. No, question. Unless why, you why programmed it to, maybe you can program it to. I don't know. It's not the point. The point is
a liability is a fucking real thing, Josh.
What is your actual dog recording you?
No, that's my point. That's why I love him so much. He doesn't judge.
He doesn't.
Okay. This dog will not judge either.
And he cannot record anything. Audio?
No, he can't record anything. He's okay. Not a recording device.
Well, I'm saying Alexa is.
Yes, but he's not an Alexa.
Okay, so he can't record anything audio or video.
No. The whole purpose of him is to be
completely. Can the dog testify against you?
No.
Okay, I'm in.
Nor would it, because it's going to be your best friend.
I'm in. If it's indistinguishable. And
yes.
I can record my activities audio and visually.
Yes.
I would rather have it. I'd rather have my dog forever.
Right. But would there be something missing in the relationship? That's the one thing I keep thinking about. No, would there be just something missing?
All of my relationships have no warmth to them anyway. So this would be indistinguishable from anything else. If it's furry.
It's furry.
Yeah. I can't tell if I'm Chachi Boy. I'm in.
Yeah.
If
all right, what do you think,
Dave? Jump up on the bed and, like, you know, want to play fetch.
Yeah, it would do all that. It would do
Can
all
I program
that.
The dog? Hold on a second. This is another of my problems with Miles. Can I program him to only approach attractive women?
Yes. Well, that'd be very difficult because you'd have to determine what's attractive and what isn't.
No, well, that's all. It's based on symmetry and height and weight. I would 100% go for the AI dog. 100%.
Think about the ease of your life. With an AI dog.
You know how many obese people my dog has gone up to? It's horrible.
It's amazing. Do you wait until it comes back, or do you just.
You keep it. It's not my dog.
It's amazing the angle you think of when I bring up these topics. It's nothing I would ever think that would be conversational. And you know what I thought about, by the way, when I did this? Was the Jetsons. Remember the Jetsons, the cartoon?
Astro.
Rosie the robot. When you watch the Jetsons, you didn't think of Rosie as a robot. You thought of her as part of the family. And they treated her like she's part of the family. They treated her like they would anyone else.
Robot dog, too?
No, they did not have a robot.
That was Astro. That was
Astro. Astro was a regular dog.
You're right. I was thinking, is he a robot dog? You were
talking about. No, he's a regular dog.
I think what's actually kind of foreshadowing about the Jetsons,
yeah,
right, is that George Jetson,
yeah,
used to go in a car.
Yeah.
That was a floating car.
Correct. Flying.
He would only go where? To work.
Yeah, it's basically sprockets.
My point is, we are doing that today.
What are you talking about?
We all work from our homes.
You said
But he takes a flying car to spacely sprockets.
My point is, we don't need to take the flying car because our spacely sprockets is in our home already.
Yeah, but that's... It's not what you said.
Very roundabout way of making that point.
Yeah, that's not what you said. So, all right, Dave, where do you sit with the AI dog?
This is where my mind went. If we're going to do this, I don't want, if you're going to make a fake something that can do all this, be real, then I don't want a dog, something that looks like just a dog. That's too normal. I want like a baby giraffe to run around. Or like,
oh, that's weird.
But why not? Why not have like
you could. A baby giraffe?
I suppose you could, but
like why would you?
This is
how about a baby tiger?
How big does a baby giraffe get?
No, just stay baby. Well, here's
well, first
this.
Of all, it doesn't grow. It doesn't grow.
How about those cute little gremlins or a koala bear? I get a koala bear. That'd be cute.
No, the gremlins, you put them on water, they become fucking bad.
No,
you
know, I would program them not to multiply with water.
It's really amazing. When I thought of my topic, I did not think of any of these retorts that the two of you idiots are coming back with. What a baby giraffe.
Why not?
It's a giraffe walking around their house.
Well, what do you want, a poodle? That's not
because
that's
it's ultimate. Because that's what you want. You want a dog. A dog is great. You play fetch with it. I don't play fetch with a koala bear.
Wait, if you got a collie or
yeah,
that's just everyone. Those are just a single set of breeds. Like you could, if it's a robot, you can get anything.
You know,
you
I
want.
Will say I'm watching that new
that's
show.
True. I suppose
new show
that's
on
true.
Apple TV called Bad Monkey with Vince Vaughn.
And a monkey is a good one. I like an AI monkey.
A trained monkey that's touching his shoulder. I would love to be that guy.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I would do? I have a fucking eye patch.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking awesome.
You get a parrot?
I could see that. You need the eye patch with it. That's true. Listen,
I'm all in on the AI monkey. No, I take back anything I said on the dog. AI monkey, sign me up. I'm there. That has
all right,
it's got thumbs. So
you're buying into this concept.
I think I'm coming around if it's a monkey. I think a dog. I would do it because I like any new technology. I would do it because I'd want to do it. It would drive my kids nuts.
Again, let's not think of it as technology. Let's think of it as getting a dog that has all the benefits of a dog without all the negatives of a dog. See what I'm saying?
I'd feel the love of an AI dog.
See, that's okay. Now we're getting somewhere. That's my point. What is that noise?
God,
Omar, turn that shit off. Are you nuts? it's without fail. Without fail.
Country music just broke out for no reason.
Unbelievable.
Place?
Stop looking at other shit. This is the ADD with what people
I'm
don't
not
realize.
Looking at anything.
You have ADD.
Somebody sent me something. It popped up on my screen.
Don't open it.
I thought it was porn. It wasn't.
It was listen, the whole point. This is my point. Is that I thought that too, Dave. I thought the you can't have real love for a robot like that. But then I looked at the Jetsons, and they treat Rosie just like they would any other family member. She became no longer a robot in their eyes. Mm. And when you
do
watch
any of your
the show,
friends have nannies?
No,
my friends that are in the 50s. Oh, 50? You mean for their family? Yes, I have friends who have nannies.
Oh, I see.
For their nannies.
I didn't know
for their kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I know people with nannies.
Do they treat their nannies like part of the family?
Yes, but some of them do, some of them don't. But that's not the point. They're not robots.
Well,
nannies
some
are real people.
Are.
Nannies are real people. And
I
Rosie,
would argue some. I've seen how some people treat their nannies. It's not like real people.
What does this have to do with an AI dog?
I'm saying I want an AI nanny.
You don't have any kids.
No, I want someone to take care of me.
That's different.
You don't see
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Don't you think if that was the case, Omar, let me put it in your terms. Don't you think you would have some sort of affection for that nanny?
Yeah,
even
motherly.
If it was an AI nanny.
Yeah. They cook for me.
That's my point.
And this is actually much smarter than an AI dog.
How do you
I
know?
I would love to have an AI nanny. Someone who can cook like my mom can ask me if I'm eating right.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? But the difference is with a nanny's not a problem when you go away or when it's cold outside, you don't feel like taking the nanny out for a walk. The problem I saw with dogs is this problem of being tethered to them and not being able to just move freely wherever the hell you want because of the dog. The AI dog solves that problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, can I take this to a darker place that I think you can. Actually going to happen? I think that in the near future, you know how kids are like, oh, they're always on TV, and now we're always on their computers. We say, oh, they're on social media too much. I think someday we're going to say, the problem with my kids is all their friends are robots. Like all they do is hang out with AI personalities that they talk to. They don't actually talk to real people. I think that is coming. Mm-hmm. And that will be like a a national crisis is that young people no longer talk to each other. They talk to
robots,
their friends that are just personalities. Yeah. That's that.
Oh boy, that was a dark place you took us to.
I think that's common.
I don't like it.
All right. Population is going to shrink because no one's going to have kids. It's all going
to
be.
One's going to have a reason to go out and meet people.
Right. That's right. Dating will be scary. I can stay home and
I thought I had a very joyous topic, a solution. You just took it down to.
Well, I didn't take it down a legal place that Omar took. He's committing crimes in his house, apparently.
Yeah,
I'm simply thinking from a liability perspective, guys. That's all. All
right. Anyway,
What are you worried about?
We beat the hell out of that.
All right, sorry, Josh. Sounds like a lovely idea.
Thank you.
All right, Omar, do you have a topic this week?
That's a good way to put it.
I didn't mean to make it sound like that. I'm in Minnesota.
I like to have a. I have a couple of things, but I will start with.
Choose the worst one.
The worst one?
Yeah, because I always say choose the best one. You never do. So let me see if I can do a reverse psychology.
Okay, it's about my dad. Spend time with him.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two is whether or not you would prefer to get a compliment on what you're wearing or your personality.
Yeah, okay.
Is it multiple choice?
No, which one you prefer.
Oh, okay.
I prefer your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you want the clothes.
No, your personality. Sorry, what do you prefer?
Yeah, I get that. Is that the question you want to ask us? Or what's your topic?
Just grab one.
Pick one.
Yeah. So I'll go with my father.
That's more personable.
So my father and I have been spending a lot of time together recently.
Right.
And so he's 86. Right. And he wants to spend more time with his son, and that's me.
That's you.
And so I, ever the dutiful son, am like, of course, Dad, stay with me.
That's nice. That's a nice sentiment.
Now, my father is an unusual father in some ways. One of his key differentiators, I would say, is I've told you about his car obsession. He has 13 cars.
Yep.
I've told you about his pant and shorts.
Yes.
Obsession. He has 120 pairs of clocks and phones.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
He has 17 boxes of sardines from Costco. But to me, one of the more challenging things about spending time with him is he wants to watch TV.
Movies.
Only movies,
zero
dialogue.
Right, I remember you telling. Yes,
Jason Bourne didn't have too much talking. Too much talking.
Jeez.
And it's funny, I think about David when he reviewed Jason Bourne, the third one.
Yeah,
he said, I remember David's like, it's one of the, usually what David says to me, I forget because it's all so forgettable. But he goes, in the Jason Bourne number three movie, there's a lot of people just walking around real fast.
That's it.
David, that's right. Right? Is that what you said?
Always
good. I don't get it.
Theme music.
But you love Fury Road. And all it is driving in a desert.
Listen, you should not bring up Fury Road. You're wrong on that one. You should move on.
It's crazy. That movie. By the way, I'm going to say this real quick too, by the way. I don't want to step on Omar's topic. But I also watched that Everywhere All at Once or Everywhere Everything.
I bet you hated it.
Watch it.
I hated it so much. Oh, and I know you loved it. I couldn't get through it. Anyway, Omar, go back to your dad.
I agree. So my father is like, he's watched James Bond, 7,000 times.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And yet I still spend, hours searching through Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, trying to find him a new movie.
Okay.
When there's a 5% chance he's going to like it. And he's going to make a point of telling me how it's not enough action. There's too much bullshit dialogue. Wow. So invariably I put back on James Bond movies.
Yeah. There's a lot of dialogue in James Bond though. Not all action.
No, there's a lot of
action. The old ones are very slow.
The old ones are very slow.
Sean Connery are slow.
He likes the Daniel Craig ones.
Okay. All right.
Really?
So my father's watching. He's up until 11 o'clock. I go to bed at 8.
Why don't you show him Rambo?
I got a better one.
He doesn't like that kind of action.
John Wick?
He likes John Wick.
There you go.
See, okay.
Now, one of the problems with this, my dad is elderly, so the volume's higher.
It's high.
I'm not sleeping at all when he's here. My dad has to eat. So I have to feed him breakfast, lunch, dinner. So I'm eating with him. I gained 12 pounds.
Is he eating at unusual times, or at least they're normal times?
Yeah. Lots of nuts.
Lots of.
My dad wants me to take him to Costco every day.
Every day?
Every day. And you guys haven't. What?
Dude, it's such a. Going to Costco every day is the complete reason why they built Costco. So you don't have to go every day.
No, you buy
in bulk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he asked.
Bulk is every day. Yeah.
But this is something my dad wants to do with me.
Well, he enjoys the time he spends with you.
Now, I can't during the day because I have responsibilities, unfortunately, which is terrifying. But what's even more terrifying is that at the end of the day, he wants to go for a drive with his son. And I happen to be his son.
Right. But just a drive?
A drive for at least an hour.
An hour?
Yep.
That's a long drive. Yeah.
And I don't know, David, but your father, I couldn't tell. How old's your father, David?
85.
There you go.
Right around my dad's age.
Same age. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My dad, and I don't mean to offend, so I will parse my words here, but I will say he's a walking gas factory. All right. And so like I've even in a subtle way, been like, Dad, what is going on? He says to me quite directly, I can't help it.
It's all the beefarino you're getting at Costco.
Now, so my thing is, it's bad enough when I'm in my house, right? Because my dad walks around the house. He walks like 4 miles. And then he's always walking.
Yeah.
Of course, whenever I get up, he happens to be walking right into me. Right? Wherever I am, you know, walking around his underwear. I'm on Zoom calls. Walking around. Again, it's fine.
Oh, my God.
Now, but the bigger challenge for me is when we go on a drive, I'm in a car with him. And he's having this gas. Ungodly smells.
Get the windows down. You're in a warm climate.
It's also hot as fuck.
Here's what you need to do. Okay? You're making him meals, right?
No, I don't know how to cook.
But you're providing him meals.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Okay.
No, he only wants red meat. To him, that provides him power.
You're not listening to me. There are supplements you can buy that you can put in the food.
What? I put a pail into a steak? What are you talking about?
No, what I'm talking about is I can't remember what it's called, like Gas X.
Yeah, Gas X. Yes.
Yeah, there's shit like that you can put in food that he will be none the wiser.
You want Omar to roofie his father?
Not roofie. That will cure the gas.
Well, it's not maybe the drug, but you're saying ground up Gas X into his nuts. Yeah.
You guys don't understand.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Like, he only wants to go to when we're driving to get food at Burger King.
Oh God.
Okay.
Why does he love Burger King?
And this is another thing. He assumes the Costco is the same as the Costco in the U.S. Burger King, same in the U.S. We go to Burger King.
It's different in Puerto Rico.
Orders the fries and the burger. He tells them. Extra crispy. They don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, because they only make them one way. It's Burger King.
Sent fries back.
Yeah.
Three times.
You can't send food back to Burger King.
Okay. And then he gets the burger, his Whopper. He opens the Whopper.
Yeah.
At the counter.
Yeah.
And begins to send that back. Because there's not enough lettuce. And I go, Dad, we can't do this.
Yeah, it's Burger King.
This is Burger King.
It's Burger King. It's Burger King. It's, first of all, Omar, here's the craziest part about this whole thing. Can I tell you the craziest part?
What?
You were debating whether to talk about this or whether we want people to compliment our shirts. This is gold, my friend. This is gold. And you want us to talk about whether we like people like our shirts?
My dad, when I called him out on him sending the burger back,
oh my God,
he didn't have enough lettuce. You know what he did?
No.
Because he was upset at me for trying to manage him.
Yeah.
He throws the burger on the ground.
No, he didn't.
Whoa.
No, he didn't. Did he make a scene? I mean, was everyone staring? Out. He threw the burger on the ground and walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Did he spike it like a football, or did he just kind of slide it off the end of the table?
Yeah.
Like, subtly.
Did what he push the... it, like, push it off the table?
And he goes, I don't want to be here with you. So he goes back to the car. Ugh. And I apologize to the staff, right?
Yeah.
And I offered to get it up. And it didn't really, was not big of a mess. But my point is, I get back to the car.
Yeah.
And he goes to me, did they give you another burger? I go, what?
He goes,
no. He goes, did they give you a refund? I go, what the fuck? I go, Dad. He goes, that was $8.
That's not how restaurants work.
I'm like, Dad, you want to know what they did?
Yes. I was just going to say,
good move. Couldn't even begin.
Yeah.
Smart.
Right? So my point is, James Bond, look, I'm not going to ruin a 52-year track record of being the favorite child, okay? And I am the favorite child, mom and dad.
For now.
I'm number one.
For now.
By fucking up.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Does he pull these shenanigans with your sisters?
Yeah.
He does. Okay.
With me. They have more patience with him, though.
Oh, so they'll appease him.
Yeah, I don't think I'm very empathic. I'm not very patient.
You're not, but you're probably not also yelling at your dad.
Or no. Are you?
Yeah.
No. So there's a patience
there. There's a patience there then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's a yellable moment for anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's a thing. So so he's coming back.
Oh, he's coming back.
Oh, yeah. He'll be here a lot.
Okay.
He'll be here a lot. He loves Rincon. He loves San Juan. The thing is, my sisters, he can stay with both of them.
Yeah.
But my sisters have, and their husbands have, real jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a real job.
Yeah, you can be – you're around.
I'm at my desk the whole day.
Yeah, you're around.
So my dad loves it because, understandably, he's around his favorite child.
Yep. Yep.
Right. And
what a dream.
What else is he going to do?
Here's what you need to do.
Get a real job.
I have a thought too.
Oh, go ahead, Dave. You
want to go first?
Yeah, you tackle this first.
So he comes to your house in Puerto Rico. Let's say he comes on a Sunday.
I love.
Of course. Right. It sounds like you love it. Absolutely. Yeah.
It sounds like
The other thing is my dad doesn't believe in showering.
Get out of here.
Because he says it takes the oil away from his skin and his hair.
Yeah, but you say that too.
Well, but he doesn't use soap or water.
Oh, come on.
And he doesn't believe it.
No soap or water.
He doesn't believe in any perspirant.
No.
He says the chemicals are bad for his skin.
No, come on. Oh. You're making this up.
I'm not making it up.
Has he been this way the whole time, or is this an old
last
old
20 years, yeah.
20 years?
Yeah.
So this
no shower, but you have to force him to kind of do it, right?
Oh God!
With the hose.
I mean, it sounds like he's the most stubborn man on the planet.
Yeah,
is that fair? I mean, you can't just sit him down and go. I'm stepping over. Dave was going to give you a solution, but you can't just sit him down and go, Dad. Listen, I'm your son. I love you, and I'm going to tell you this in love. But here are the things that are really messed up. And I would suggest you think about changing.
I'm trying. He won't let us sell the house.
That's different.
There's no one living there anymore.
He's it's only different
keeping
story.
It so he can hoard.
But it's also a sentimental thing. It's also an emotional thing.
Yeah.
So that will take time. but farting and giving the Dutch ovens and throwing burgers on the floor.
Is it, can you ask your dad?
Has nothing to do with shit.
Wait, can you ask your father if he can control his gas?
Yeah, it's hard to control gas.
Rather not get into that topic.
Dave, what was your solution to this?
So he's coming on Sunday, say stays till Friday or however long he is. I think you have to make plans when he's with you. You can't just, I'm doing my thing. You're with me. He's going to default to all his stuff. I think every day you got to plan something that tires him out. Something what? Like it's not just a drive. You're driving someplace. We're going for a long walk. Like we're going, I don't know, whatever it is. Like you got to have a plan with him.
What the hell are you talking about? Plan?
Yes, every day you have something that you do, an activity.
He does, Dave. It's called Costco, Burger King, and James Bond.
I think you got to like.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's all he wants to do.
That's where they go by default because there's no plans.
You don't even want to do anything else.
Here's what you have to do.
No, you say, hey, on Monday, we're doing this. You will go to Costco, whatever we're doing.
Omar.
Yeah.
You got to get him a hobby of some sort that he really sinks his teeth
into. He's 86 years old.
So my dad plays Canasta every day.
Your dad's what?
Plays Canasta. Would your dad play Canasta? Or
is that fucking drink? Shasta?
It's a card game.
What are you talking about?
It's a card game.
A card game?
Card game.
What bingo shit is this? What are you talking about?
What?
David, do you know this game?
Yes, it's a game.
He's heard of Canasta. Canasta.
It's like
yes. The hell is wrong with you?
It's like playing Mahjong. Not playing fucking Canasta.
Listen to me. Get him a friggin' hobby that's not throwing burgers on the ground and making your car into a hot box.
You have no idea. It's like
get him a hobby.
Every 3 minutes, I got to roll my window down, turn the AC on super high.
Get the guy a hobby.
And I feel bad because I'm making him feel aware of it. It's just not. But anyway, it's wonderful. These are just, look, I mean, we all
sounds
handle.
Amazing.
These things. Yeah,
sounds
amazing.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah. Yeah. In the end,
amazing.
It's all.
My dad.
Here's
is
the deal, Omar. You only get one dad. Cherish him because, you know, one day you're gonna miss that fart smell. Yeah. You're gonna miss that Dutch oven.
Hobby's not bad. I think plan's another. I tell you, if there's any, can you imagine if he got, and his 86 year old got into video games, you're set because video games is the ultimate.
That's what I'm saying.
Star. Yeah,
so, my dad, I want him to wear my LW3 hats.
Yeah,
he is still wearing his USS Arizona.
Okay. Oh, you know,
I go, Dad, why won't you wear it? He goes, because I like to be recognized for the service, my service.
But he hasn't been in the service. We talked about this. It's hilarious. Your dad's hilarious, by the way. For an outsider, he's hilarious. Someone has to live with it, I guess.
No, he is hilarious. He is insane,
he's hilarious.
I think out of all my friends' parents, my father is the most insane.
Here's what you need to do.
It was a great father.
He's an awesome father. When we interviewed him on the show in season one, if anyone's interested, go back and listen to that episode. But you need to find him a hobby. I know it's going to be hard to do, but if you find him something that he can get passionate
about.
Can you
please correct, John? Could you imagine finding your dad a hobby right now? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? There's plenty of things you can do that aren't taxing or that aren't expensive or they're
James Bond.
That's not a hobby. James
it's a video
Bond
game.
Is not a,
it's a video game, James Bond.
There you go. Why don't you buy him a PS5 and get him James Bond the video game? I bet he'd love it. It's all action. There's no dialogue at all in that game. All right.
There's your answer.
All right. You satisfied?
Go. You got it?
Run with that.
All right. My topic. I'll be quick with mine because we're going late everyone is probably sick of hearing just me have a one-way conversation to my laptop.
Oh, my God.
So I went to Disney World.
Yes.
I got
that's
back.
That's right.
And turns out it's not as uncrowded as I thought in August. I should have waited a few more weeks for it. And it was hot. Oh, my gosh. Mm. It was hot.
Boy, Florida in August. Who would have thought?
I know. I thought maybe I'd catch a break, but I did not. But here's the thing, and Josh, I forget if this was something related to your topic, but there is something that really bothered me when I was there. And my daughter, who of course is, I mean, the kids her generation have lots of issues, but one is I think they are very sympathetic to everyone. You know,
if
someone has an issue, they're like, you know, that's, don't judge them. Like,
to a fault.
Give me a, what does that mean?
To
like,
a fault.
Like, somebody's handicapped? Like, they're taking too long?
Well,
like,
okay.
Go ahead. I think he's taking us there. I think he's walking us down that path right now.
Did you talk about this too, Josh? Because I...
Keep going. I don't know.
We're getting on the bus. We're all standing. And I would say...
You're talking about the bus from the park to the hotel or the hotel to
from
the park?
From the hotel to the park.
Right? Okay, got it.
It's the Disney bus.
Yep.
And you get on and there is quite a few people that are in like wheelchairs or scooters, right?
Yes.
Or you sit the scooters that are
like... It's amazing how many scooter-ridden people go to Disney World.
How many of them actually need to have scooters versus have chosen? Oh,
wait. You're stepping on my topic. So my first comment to my daughter was, you know, because, you know, we can't get on the bus until this one person who's in a wheelchair gets on the bus.
And yes.
It takes like, you know, 10 minutes.
And it takes a while. They got to raise that platform. And yes.
Bus got to go down.
That's right.
And they get on and then we go on. And that's why I was like, you know, I wonder if they should have like a separate bus. Right? Like, you know, so that, you know, the rest of us who are ready to go could go. Of course, you know, I should have said, why don't we take them out back and shoot them all? Like, that's what my daughter.
That's what she heard. That's exactly what she heard. Yeah, that's right.
So then I'm like, yeah, okay, never mind. I didn't say it out loud. I didn't say it to them. I just said it to you and your mother. And now I regret it.
Right? You should be allowed to say stuff like that.
And now on the podcast, which is probably a problem.
That's just fine. Yeah.
So then we get to the park. And when you're in the line and you're in this serpentine, you know, line that takes 2 hours long.
Yep.
There are people in scooters in that line.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there are people taking advantage of the scooter rights at Disney.
No question.
Some of them were in the same line as we were, just going around the poles.
If you're in a scooter, you don't get preferred access?
Well, you might, but what I saw were people in the normal line sitting in a scooter.
Interesting.
Had, you know, like all their kids' bags and stuff in the scooter. So these are young people.
So it's such a hack.
I was thinking it's the same thing that happens at Southwest. People are abusing I got to get on first because I have an issue. And
they limp up. Yeah.
I don't think they limp anymore. They just say, look, I got to get on. I need extra time.
I'm taking advantage
of it.
No one checks?
They can't check. I don't think they can check.
They can't legally ask. Brett does this. Walmart.
He gets a scooter?
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
Because he doesn't want to walk around Walmart. He just gets in a scooter. He drives around. I swear to God, it's brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
That's ridiculous.
I was thinking,
it's so much fun.
Well, I want to get a scooter. Of course. I would get a scooter. I could put all my stuff in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I just cruise around Disney World.
Because it's exhausting. It's a lot of walking.
Smart. You know what? You gave me an idea. Now maybe I will go to Disney World just to do this.
Well, I'll be mad at you because there was like this – husband and wife, and they could not have been more than 35 years old, each on a scooter, bored as I kid you not. And I were standing in line. I looked at my daughter and she's like, don't say anything like this. You don't know what you're thinking. Maybe they both have something going on. I was like, there's no way.
They might. They very well could. You have no clue.
Okay. I have a question. What is a way of testing that couple?
Here's how you test them. It's called the old Mike Brady. And there was an old episode of the Brady Bunch where they were taken to court by a woman in a wheelchair. I can't remember why she was suing them. But Mike Brady takes a notebook and throws it on the floor. Briefcase. Yeah. Very good. On the floor behind her. Or him, I don't remember. And he jumps out of the wheelchair or whatever. Neck brace. That's it. I'm ruining the whole thing. I just remember the basic. He turned his head on the neck brace and then there you go. So you do the Mike Brady.
Hmm.
You scare them and see if they jump out of the cart.
Yeah. Fire!
Oh, I know. Yeah. You know what you do?
Told you what you do.
I tell you what you do, ready?
Yeah.
You take those snap pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have them
That's good.
And when they hear that in their in their wheel, electric wheel thing, they'll jump out.
You think
That's right. That's another good, it's another ploy.
I was thinking maybe take them to the top of a hill and then push and see.
So let me ask you a question. How, give me the percentage of people you saw on scooters that you think are milking the system.
Oh, 75%.
75%?
Honestly. And well, here's the thing. Here's my other definition of people that were using the scooter. They were people who were overweight and didn't want to walk. And to me, that I think is like pushing it as well.
So you're counting them in the 75%.
But you're saying it was really hot though, David.
It's August in Florida.
Yes, but why? These were young people of the sun that were overweight, and they get
how much overweight?
Well, it wasn't like, you know, the shows.
Were they
watched
spilling over the scooter?
No, just unhealthy.
Okay, but not to the point where you're like, boy, that person would never make it through the park.
It was like, you know, it's uncomfortable for me to walk because, you know, I'm out of shape. I'm going to get a scooter.
I think my thighs chafe.
That's abusing it too. Yeah. Edit this all out if I'm going to get in trouble.
You're not. I think this is perfectly legitimate. Perfectly legitimate. I do.
So I
honestly do.
Them as well.
And there's a guy. There's a guy. I have season tickets to the Eagles, and my seats are right next to the handicap section. And there's a guy who's had season tickets forever, for as long as I've been there, and I've been there for 20 plus years. And he comes in a wheelchair, motorized scooter / wheelchair every game. And he pulls up and he decorates it. It's all in Eagles garb. And every time a play happens, good or bad, he jumps out of the chair and he stomps around. And I just go, and I've got video of him because I took it. My buddy, I go, look at this guy. This is unbelievable. There is no way this guy is handicapped. Mm-hmm. He's not disabled because he keeps jumping out of the chair and he marches around. And sometimes he gets out of the chair and it's like complete disregard.
All kinds of things. Maybe one of his legs is like an inch shorter than the other.
And that requires you taking a spot in the handicap
that
section?
Qualifies you as being disabled.
Well, qualified and needing it are two different things.
Yeah. Well, welcome to fucking America, Josh.
I think that's my point is just because I would rather have one doesn't mean you should.
David would rather live in the Soviet Union.
So did you make more comments as you saw more and your daughter just to push your daughter's buttons? Cause that's what
and I know. There were a few times where I wanted to, you know, express my displeasure in some way, but
yes,
my daughter
course.
Was on to me. As soon as she knew this was an issue, she was on to me. She was Wonder Woman's bracelets and I was the bullet. Like she was going to shield everyone from my comments. So I just let it go. But every time we saw someone, she looked right at me. She would not let me say anything.
You'd rather be she'd be like that than the other extreme, though.
Of course. Yes.
Right? You know
what
I mean?
She's a very kind soul.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But you're right. Fault. Kids of that age are a little – it's almost too much. It's too a fault sometimes.
So anyway, I was going to say my topic is should I be that way? But I'm going to let it go. I'm going to keep being that way.
You should be the way you are because that's the right way to be.
It's
the right way to question things. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
And now, that is America, right?
Yeah. If you went and called them out, if you went up to the people and called them out and yanked them out of the chair, different story. I'm not sure I could agree with you.
True.
But to say something to your wife and go, that's a normal thing to do. I don't care what anybody says.
That's why you're married to her, David. Don't fuck that up like everything else you've done.
That's a little harsher than I needed, but okay.
Oh boy, that's a good.
I think we all need to go to bed.
I think so too. That was a good closer.
We are, yes. So thank you. All right. So just to review, you've listened to FTS episode 75. Email address friends@fts.media. Check
love
out our YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and at Friends Talking Shop. Lots of content that Omar and Josh inspire. One does more work than the other, but I'll give Omar credit too.
Inspiration.
And we look forward to talking next time. Until that time, see everybody.
See ya.
Smile later.